Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is currently in the hot seat before a U.S. Senate panel. Democrats on Capitol Hill have been accusing him of trying to sabotage the Postal Service in an effort to help President Trump's re-election. DeJoy did suspend aggressive cost-cutting measures after an outcry over delayed mail concerns, including delivery of prescription drugs. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson opened the hearing, saying that DeJoy is a victim of character assassination. The Democratic Party has its nominee formally in place as Joe Biden was anointed last night on the final night of the convention, saying in his address,
"If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst."
Being a virtual convention, Biden delivered his acceptance speech from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show is boosting perks for its workers. After reports of a toxic work environment, Variety says the perks include 5 paid days off and birthdays off. In addition, they will also be granted paid time for medical leave and family matters. Staffers were informed this week, as DeGeneres is also reportedly apologizing for what were called harmful onset behaviors that happened during her watch. Weather forecasters say 2 tropical storm systems could make landfall in the United States at just about the same time next week. Tropical Depression 13, currently in the Atlantic Ocean, about 300 miles east of Antigua. Tropical Depression 14, about 30 miles off the coast of Honduras in the Caribbean. Both systems have sustained 35-mile-an-hour winds and are expected to strengthen as they head towards the U.S. mainland. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The governor of California blasting President Trump's response to the California wildfires. On the final night of the Democratic National Convention, Governor Gavin Newsom said that the president threatened to defund efforts just hours earlier because he said the president claimed they had not raked enough leaves. Newsom spoke outside an evacuation center, then named several lawsuits that the state's involved in with the Trump administration, and later he tweeted, "We can't waste another moment denying climate change." Newsom urging voters to choose Joe Biden like their life depends on it. The San Diego Padres are the first team in the 151-year history of Major League Baseball to hit a grand slam in 4 consecutive games. It happened last night, the final one did. The Padres play-by-play announcer Don Orsillo may have coined the latest trendy catchphrase in baseball, screaming the word "Slam Diego" when the last one was hit. And the Tennessee Secretary of State's office says they have received documents from entertainer Kanye West to be placed on the state's presidential ballot. West's campaign confirming yesterday that they had met that state's deadline to submit a signature petition to get on the November ballot. If approved, Tennessee would join Oklahoma, Arkansas, Colorado, Utah, and Vermont as the state so far where West has qualified. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to always hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Chris Farrell joins us now, Director of Research and Investigation with Judicial Watch. He was a distinguished military graduate from Fordham University with a BA in history, whereupon he accepted a regular Army commission and served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence. Don't you like to hear, you know, things from your curriculum? Invite Chris, and you go back and you go, when did I do that? How did I have time to make that happen, right?
When you're counting decades ago, it all falls into perspective.
I know. I was just in reading that. I was thinking, you know, oh gosh, you know, sometimes people read my bio and I go, oh, that's right. I forgot I did that. Well, and again, it's great to have you here on the show to talk about, you know, things that are happening by way of, Judicial Watch. I know right now, in fact, I just saw a tweet that you're checking on the pay records of one Kamala Harris and payments that were made to her. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Well, you know, as soon as she kind of popped up on the radar screen as a national figure back during the Democratic primaries, and of course now she's the putative vice presidential nominee, we had sought pay records because those are public records and documents. And we did so from San Francisco, Bupa City and the county, because of course she had served in the DA's office and later on, of course, was the attorney general. And so we got some records, not a lot, but about 130 or so pages of material. For the most part, frankly, they're pretty boring, I'll be very frank. But there are a couple of weird sort of discrepancies where a pay clerk is writing to another administrator talking about trying to get a premium, some sort of an extra bonus payment that she was given, to get that either turned off or get it returned because she wasn't due that money.
So that was just a minor thing and, you know, thing that happens. But, I could see where it could raise some flags. Anything else come out of that, or you're waiting on some more documents to be released?
Well, we had come back and asked for some clarification on some of the materials we were given, and they have yet to even acknowledge the clarification. So they're not exactly moving with lightning speed in San Francisco. The records are there. I think people that are interested can read them for themselves and draw their own conclusions. This is not a lightning bolt, you know, stop the presses sort of bit of information. But frankly, it's part of what we do. You know, we get public records. We get material on newsworthy persons and events, and we make it public. That's a fundamental mission for us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you would think when it comes to vetting, because there's been some other questions about Kamala Harris that people are asking about, And you're going, well, where's the Democratic Party on this? Or where even is our government? I mean, because, you know, the birther issue came up, and it was something that Trump had referred to that a constitutional scholar had written about over a year ago, and this debate about birthright citizenship versus a natural-born citizen, right?
Yeah, and look, you know, when it comes to this sort of public vetting and screening of various candidates, I look at the illustrious governor of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, Ralph Northam. You know, he was running around in a high school or college yearbook in blackface, right. And somehow no one ever bothered to check that. And then it became a huge issue for him. He was nearly forced from office. So, I mean, really, when there's publicly available records and documents, you have somebody running for a senior office, you know, it's really appropriate to sort of shake the tree and say, okay, what's reasonably and publicly available? What's the record look like? That's not bad. That's just holding people accountable.
Exactly. Well, these are questions that need to be asked. And like you say, for the voter politic, because what happens, they see a candidate that comes forth like this and they figure, well, hey, they've already been vetted. And that's why when there was a question with Barack Obama's birth certificate, you're a racist if you bring it up. And you go, well, wait a minute. Well, help me understand this, because I just got hit with this recently because they brought it up. I didn't. And I said, okay. I said, well, why did I'll accept. Look, he says he was born in Hawaii. He's born in Hawaii. But why did he produce a birth certificate that was fraudulent?
Well, I think he sort of revels in the ambiguity, right? He loves having people running around, kind of flapping their arms and screaming, because then he gets to make fun of them and turn them into cartoon characters.
Right. And of course, the powerful racism, you know, card is thrown up, which they wasted no time throwing that on Donald Trump, because he quoted a constitutional scholar who said, hey, look, we got a problem here, you know, between birthright citizenship and a natural-born citizen. You know, the 14th Amendment says natural-born citizen. It seems that the culture is willing to accept birthright citizenship, I guess. And if they are, then codify it so it's a non-issue, right?
Right. And also, flip the whole dialogue around for a second. In the Democratic primary debates, Kamala Harris called Biden a racist.
Exactly.
So where's the discussion and the debate on that? Is he now not a racist?
Mm-hmm.
Or because she has the vice presidential position, it doesn't matter, or she doesn't care because she's willing to forgive it because she got a high position? I mean, where's the tough questioning on that?
Exactly. Well, not only was he a racist, but he was also a sexual abuser. That, you know, she said very clearly during the Kavanaugh hearings that all victims should be heard. So I guess unless it happens to be a victim or somebody who's victimized by a Democrat, and particularly
unless you don't want to hear them, then you don't have to hear them. I mean, it's so transparently phony. I just wish there was just the tiniest level of any kind of integrity or equality in the line of questioning. And that's what you see all the time, is that there's a sudden amnesia in one direction and then hyper-scrupulosity in the other direction.
Without a doubt. Chris, I understand that, again, you've petitioned the U.S. District Court for D.C. For travel records of Hunter Biden. Where are we at on this?
Yeah, so, you know, look, we've asked for records concerning Hunter Biden's travels. Because, you know, we already had some records and documents, but not a complete set, that show that Hunter Biden made, like, you know, 400 and some odd trips with his father. Those were domestic and international trips, 29 different countries. And those documents were produced to us from the Secret Service for the protective detail. So Hunter Biden is clearly... has an enormous role. He figured prominently, basically once a week, it seems like, for the entire time of his father's vice presidency, running around the country and the world with his dad. Well, why?
On the people's plane.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so was he leveraging his father's position for his own personal gain? I'll let you answer that question. I mean, you know. Come on.
Well, there's enough facts out there that take it out of the conspiratorial, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it's not a coincidence that he's running around the country and the world, for that matter. You know, 29 different countries, I think 5 times to China. And, surprise, surprise, he gets a $1.5 billion deal from the Chinese. Then there's all the Ukraine mess. And we're supposed to not associate or connect his travel at taxpayer dime connected with his father on the same trip. So, and we're not supposed to say, wait a minute, this is at a minimum highly questionable. It merits further inquiry.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Chris after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Fresh and independent we are. Great to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And Chris Farrell continues with us. Chris with Judicial Watch. Chris, we were just talking about Hunter Biden. I mean, we saw video of him coming off of Air Force Two repeatedly, and now he's just trying to get the substantiation and the records. I didn't realize the numbers had grown to that number. You said, what, over 400 times he traveled with his dad?
Yeah, 411.
Wow.
This is Secret Service protective detail records. 411 separate trips, 29 of them to different foreign countries, or to 29 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in China 5 times with his dad. I mean, this is pretty outrageous stuff.
Now, I understand that this has really kind of been a family project. Were there other family members on some of these trips with the vice president as well?
Well, I know that Dr. Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, traveled with him very frequently. I don't have the precise numbers for that, but frankly, I don't find that either odd or objectionable. There's no reason why the vice president's spouse can't accompany. I mean, that's entirely appropriate in my view. But I don't know other family members.
Yeah, I just heard that there had been some reporting that, family members, the sons, children of the Bidens had also participated in some, pay-for-play kind of influence, peddling as well. But that obviously at this point is yet to be fully determined and maybe just reported on the surface. But, again, we look at Biden, whether it is with, this issue. Of course, the big issue that came out during the impeachment was quid pro quo. And here you have Joe Biden laughing about what was a clear, what I would think is a quid pro quo proposition to the government of Ukraine.
Yeah, and look, the attention span on this is like that of a 4-year-old. Yeah. There's very little real persistent drill down. I mean, you don't hear there certainly is not the same level of effort or energy as the hysterical and false Russia, Russia, Russia routine with President Trump. I mean, you're not hearing Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, China, Ukraine over and over again. There's no Committee of Congress committed to investigating it. I mean, the disparity of treatment is really quite shocking.
Well, Chris, Judicial Watch continues to keep the pressure on information regarding the FBI, and I understand that Andrew McCabe's text messages are ready for release, right?
Yeah, now suddenly, after fighting us for years, literally, the FBI and the Department of Justice had an outrageous position that the text messages of active serving FBI agents on their FBI government phones communicating with other FBI and Justice Department officials, that somehow that wasn't a government record. It was preposterous. So agents on their government devices communicating about government work. No, that's not government information. They dragged that out forever. They really fought us tooth and nail trying to make this preposterous claim. And finally, they have relented. And so we anticipate receiving records. And this goes back to this litigation started in 2017, right?
Right.
This is 3 years of fighting.
Right.
But we're finally going to be starting to get those records.
Well, they can only hope for a change of management. I see where FBI Director Christopher Wray, he's a company guy. I mean, he's doing everything he can to protect the FBI. He's got to know that the corruption runs deep. What kind of damage control are you aware of that he might be doing?
I mean, that's his sole function in life. In my view, in fact, I did an opinion piece up on Daily Caller saying that, Wray's sole function in life is damage control and institutional preservation of the FBI. And you look no further than what we were just discussing with respect to Andrew McCabe's text messages. Wray does not serve the president well. He doesn't serve the country well, for that matter, because, instead of being a reformer, instead of somebody who would come in, look at the gross, gross, really repulsive abuses of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and the rest of them, instead of coming in and cleaning house, he came in and basically clamped the lid down on what the FBI was doing. You know, they're caught in 17 different instances in gross abuses on FISA warrants. Mm-hmm. And his letter to Congress says, some mistakes were made, and we're going to look at getting that fixed, which is so inadequate, so anemic and pathetic of a response. If the cards play out that President Trump is reelected, then I think job one is to bounce Christopher Wray out of there and put a real reformer in. Otherwise, the effect on the FBI and the Justice Department, it's very corrosive. I mean, the American public doesn't trust them anymore.
Right. Well, this has been going on for a number of years. I mean, for decades, if the truth be known, you don't just suddenly wake up and find yourself, in much the same way that could happen by comparison, looking back on a presidency like, Richard Nixon. It didn't happen overnight. It's just arrogance and time in service, and you keep missing the mark, and you get to the extremes, and the extremes seem to be quite prevalent with the FBI, quite telling. It's like, okay, what are we going to do about it? We're just going to, put a cover over it, as you say, and ignore it. And if Donald Trump, that's what I'm concerned about, is that, these issues go a lot deeper than just the FBI. I mean, this really speaks to the character of a nation, and I believe it has metastasized amongst all the three-letter agencies. I mean, they're all suspect at this point, in my humble opinion.
Bill, you are exactly correct. It's an environmental, it's a cultural thing. They've created a culture of corruption and a culture of, cutting corners and getting away with stuff. It's a lot of arrogance. It's a lot of, we're the guys with the badges and guns. We'll do as we damn well please kind of mentality.
Exactly.
And it's really very dangerous to the American public.
Well, we got an indictment this past week. I guess the sacrificial goat, maybe to quell some of the natives, but we know that it goes a lot deeper than this. And, is Durham going to be able to make something happen? I mean, we hear excuses like COVID and other things that are slowing this down, and then also we get into the political window and the sensitivity of justice not wanting to interfere with the election.
Yeah, this guy Kleinsmith, who supposedly is going to plead out on one charge of falsifying, making a false statement or falsifying a record, he's really low-hanging fruit. If that's the end of the game, if going after one corrupt attorney on the staff of the FBI is supposed to be vindication or something, boy, is the American public being let down.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I can think of about two dozen people that should be gone after.
Well, here you had Sally Yates last week throwing James Comey right under the bus big time.
Correct. And there's more. I mean, there's a litany of names, frankly. A lot of really corrupt, dirty cops. I mean, they're dressed up in nice suits, and they speak well, and they have nice ties and haircuts and everything like that. So the imagery is one thing. But what they were up to and what they were plotting and what they were really, it was a soft coup. It was an effort to overthrow an election. And there's nothing lower, nothing dirtier than that.
Without a doubt. And, again, we're grateful for all the hard work that and heavy lifting Judicial Watch and the staff has been committed to get to the bottom of this, to really open this up. I mean, because this has all metastasized. I mean, this is an ugly, corrupt cancer that if we do not get to the bottom of this, what kind of government are we turning over to our kids and our grandkids, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, that's the larger sort of philosophical question is, we will get to the point when there's no trust in the justice system that we end up becoming what's really a failed state. We will become sort of a very wealthy, very sophisticated banana republic. It'll look good, but there'll be no faith in the inner core, in the bones and guts of the country.
One final quick question, Bill Barr, friend or foe?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, you can say all the right things, but I'm not interested in words. I'm interested in action.
There it is. He's the Director of Investigations and Research with Judicial Watch. Chris Farrell has been our guest. Chris, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is currently in the hot seat before a U.S. Senate panel. Democrats on Capitol Hill have been accusing him of trying to sabotage the Postal Service in an effort to help President Trump's re-election. DeJoy did suspend aggressive cost-cutting measures after an outcry over delayed mail concerns, including delivery of prescription drugs. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson opened the hearing, saying that DeJoy is a victim of character assassination. The Democratic Party has its nominee formally in place as Joe Biden was anointed last night on the final night of the convention, saying in his address,
"If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst."
Being a virtual convention, Biden delivered his acceptance speech from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to Bill Martinez Live. .com. Erica Souter is going to be joining us in just a moment, a nationally recognized voice in the realm of parenting news and parenting advice, as we're going to talk about some tips on staying connected this school year while socially distancing. This school day will look much different this year, not just inside the classroom. Social skills and friendships also built outside the classroom play a vital role in a child's learning, as you can imagine, development, and overall well-being. Parents also have a lot to juggle in this school year. More than ever, they're going to look to online resources and virtual tools to stay connected with others in their community. And lucky for us, Erica Souter is with us to discuss digital tools from Messenger and tips that you can use to stay socially connected and navigate this year's back-to-school season, from organizing virtual study sessions, recess, and play dates, to tips for parents on managing it all and building relationships with others in their community. Hope everybody's got their number two Ticonderoga pencil and paper handy, because we're going to be taking plenty of notes here with Erica. Erica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the advice that you have for parents who are nervous about this upcoming academic year, and understandably so.
Yeah, parents have good reason to be nervous. But one of the things that they need to focus on, and it's just in addition to the millions of other things that they're worried about, is their kids' social-emotional growth. The kids get a lot from their interactions with other children. They learn how to compromise. They learn how to resolve issues. They grow social-emotionally. So we have to fill that gap that they're not getting this year because of all the social distancing. And what I found, so the best way to do it is Messenger Kids, which is for little ones, like 6 to 12. And then we have Messenger Rooms, which is for teenagers to adulthood. And both those platforms are great ways to stay socially connected and to feel that you're still a part of your community.
How does this work specifically?
Yeah, well, Messenger Kids, it's really great. It's parent-controlled. It's like training wheels for tech. So a parent has to have a Facebook account, and then they create a Messenger Kids account for their children. And the children don't have to have their own Facebook account. Their information is never shared. But it then allows the kids to share play dates and screen time and have fun with their friends. Their friends have to also have Messenger Kids accounts, and then you can schedule virtual play dates, virtual lunchtime sessions, which are really great. All the while, the parents can control who they talk to, and they see everything that happens in the communications, everything that goes on between the children or another a relative that they're communicating with. So it seems like a really great way to help your kids feel connected. And then for Messenger Rooms, it's great for teens, and even I use it, and I'm a super adult, right?
Right.
Past 10 years. Mm. But I love it. It's together with my mom friends. I'm scheduling my son's 13th birthday party over it because you can have up to 50 people, and there's no time limit. You can use full 360-degree backgrounds. There's lighting tricks and lighting effects that you can do. And so it really kind of elevates the experience for older teens and more mature users. These are resources that I use personally, and I think they're amazing.
I think they are, too, the way you're explaining it. I mean, talk about staying connected, especially with the kids. I mean, so often you ask the kids, hey, what did you do? Now you kind of know what they do, and the conversation is a little bit, you know, facilitated, I think, a lot easier to get more involved and understand, you know, the activity that our kids are involved in.
Yeah, and that's really important. And, of course, you know, we're right there with our little ones. We're right along there with them, helping them figure out what kinds of things can you say in a virtual play date? What kind of games can we play? What kind of questions can we ask to get every kid involved? And we have digital guides online that help walk parents through step by step everything they need to do, from setup to what kinds of games you want to play and other ideas for how to keep kids involved and engaged.
Yeah, I like that you offer digital tips and online tools, you know, for parents, students, teachers, everybody involved with this. Give us, you know, if you can, if there's such a thing as a typical scenario, how would this work?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. So you want to make sure that your children's friends also have Messenger Kids accounts, right? And so then you schedule a time where everyone can log on to this group chat and this group, this virtual play date, and then beforehand you decide what's going to be the topic, right? So if it's a play date, you can say, okay, well, we're going to do a show and tell, or you're going to have questions that you have ahead of time where every kid can answer, so even more shy kids or kids who are more hesitant get a turn to participate. Then what I really, really love is the idea of virtual lunchtime. Because I don't know about you, Bill, but I used to love lunchtime at school. That was the time where you really got to, like, chill out, hang out with your friends.
Exactly.
You can also schedule that during the school day. You have to coordinate with the other parents to make sure that their kids are logged on to the chat at that time. But then you can sit down, everyone's eating their lunch, and then you can have questions, you know, beforehand. Think of questions that you can ask everyone where everyone gets started and they get. And eventually the conversation takes over. They'll talk about video games or about things they love or whatever. But the idea is to get our kids used to communicating in this way because this is how we have to maintain our friendship and the
standards. Well, we're definitely entering into the realm of the virtual. And Erica Suter has developed you know, these digital resources for back to school. Erica, how did you come about doing this? I mean, this is really comprehensive. You know, God bless you for doing this.
Well, you know, I was struggling just like every parent many months ago when this started. And I thought, my goodness, I had such active children who were in sports, in clubs, who had play dates all the time. And I could see them. They were lonely. Mm-hmm. And that's heartbreaking because I've got a lonely child. So I thought, how can I facilitate these relationships when we can't be close together with our friends? And so I went to Messenger Kids, and I started them on this journey of interacting not just with their friends, but with Abba and Gram-Gram, and setting up these virtual play dates. And they would do story time with one of their aunts and things like that. And then I thought, oh my God, this is what every parent needs. Right? We all need something to make our lives a little bit easier, a little bit of breathing room, and that's what these resources do. And then now that my son is getting older, he's moving into the teenage years in a little while, I realized he needs to elevate that experience, right? So we're going to do messenger rooms where he can hang out and build kind of like clubs, like study breaks and club rooms where they can talk about video games or the movies that they love. And then there's unlimited time, and they can have that freedom and really kind of feel as though they're having fun.
You know, you touch on something that is so important here, and even with some kids that we may see as being, you know, a bit shy or introverted and that sort of thing. I mean, loneliness is something that we all experience, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert. This is so key in terms of, you know, our social involvement. But, Erica, I appreciate your time, and I understand we are running out of time. So, again, we're grateful for what you've created here. Remind our audience where they can go for more information.
You want to go to Facebook Educator Hub, and that is at education.sb.com. You'll have all the guides to help you walk you through how to get connected and stay connected.
Erica, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time. You take care.
You too.
Erica Suter is a nationally recognized voice in the realm of parenting news and parenting advice. Featured several times a month on Good Morning America World News Tonight with David Muir and Nighttime, contributing editor for Mom.com. And her work has also appeared on Cafe Mom, The Bump, and What to Expect, all high-traffic parenting sites that reach millions of moms each month.
Is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster, so a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open-source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first-of-its-kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, look, I believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
Be surprised. You know, sometimes we just haven't seen it yet in this year of 2020, which is a year of vision. Maybe for some, you might be seeing more than you realize here. And maybe it's a bit scary, but I say fear not, because God remains in control. Paul Batura is with us right now, the Vice President of Communications for Focus on the Family. Hey, Paul, happy day to you. How are you?
Yeah, great, Bill. It's always good to be with you. And a Friday is always better than Thursday.
We have the weekend to look forward to, and every day is a present, right? That's why they call it the present. And
amen.
Here we are. We thank God for that. You said the best risk that you and your wife ever took is that if you was such that was the realization and the acknowledgement that God is in control, and what that did for both of you, and since, in letting go and let God, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about risk these days with COVID and quarantining, and you know, there's good risks and bad risks, and I'm certainly not suggesting people be careless and reckless or anything like that, but when it comes to taking big risks in our life, specifically around our family, my wife and I had an opportunity to adopt a little boy. We've had three now in our family through adoption, and one in particular was very unsettled. It was one of these adoptions that could have gone the wrong way. We were told it was an at-risk placement, and we were living with the risk that if the birth parent showed up, in the first 6 months, we'd have to relinquish the child. And I really wasn't into that. I thought, I don't want this. I just want a nice, safe placement. Mm-hmm. My wife, thankfully, got between us and said, look, there's nothing that's guaranteed in life. This child needs a home. We could be that somebody for that little guy. Let's go for it. And, boy, I'm so glad we did. It's 10 years now. But I've thought about that a lot because I think we live in an era where nothing is ever guaranteed, and really, but you're never more alive, I think, than when you're taking risks in the good kind.
Exactly. I mean, and of course,
You know, like you say, it is a risk, but the reward on the other side, these years later, you know, what did you and your wife realize? And in looking back, what you would have missed if you hadn't done it?
Yeah, I mean, we would have missed the joys of being a parent to this little guy. And then, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back, but he would have missed growing up in our family, a good Christian influence, brothers, a community, a church. I mean, it just adds on. It's exponential what has happened because of that willingness to be disappointed. And, and the reality is some risks don't go well. I mean, we do take chances. You might take that job somewhere and it didn't work out, or you may lend some money to somebody and you don't get it back. But I think the Lord uses all these different things to grow us, certainly for us to learn, but to sharpen us and to make us more resilient in the end, because that's when it comes right down to it, that's what you need. I mean, this life is not easy, but it can be really wonderful if you're willing to take a chance.
And I'll tell you, this is what wisdom and experience teaches us, Paul. I know that at times when I'm struggling and dealing with those tough opportunities, if you say, I mean, like here we are dealing with COVID, and I keep saying, okay, where's Jesus in all this? You know, it's that old saying I used to have in my office, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. It was written by Anonymous, that wise person. Before Anonymous reporting, he'd probably be insulted today with all the Anonymous reporting and what they've done in terms of bending the truth. But still, some wise sayings from Anonymous. And what I did was I purposely changed it. And I changed it from obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal is to obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his, capital H, his goal. And not that I'm perfect with it, but I catch myself when I find myself in the midst of something and, you know, a bit unhinged. I go, okay, where's God's peace? God's peace not in this. Okay, well, God's peace not in this because God's not in it. So let's bring God into it and let God's peace settle in. And, and sometimes you get the answer, like you say, sometimes with every extreme, there is joy awaiting to be discovered. And that's been my reality and what I've been able to realize. And hopefully that encourages other people who might find themselves right now in a struggle and going, Bill, you know, I'm in absolute chaos. I don't know what to do. You know, you and Paul here are talking about it and it all sounds, you know, fine and unicorns and roses and rainbows. But my reality right now is very painful and I can't get out of this.
You know, I acknowledge that, and we've all been there. Tolkien, the writer, talks about, he coined a phrase called the eucatastrophe, which was the joyful catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the ultimate one is the crucifixion and the resurrection, the idea that something so bad eventually turned out very good. And I like that because I think there are a lot of times we don't see the end of the story. We're in the middle of it. We can't see it. But the reality is, sometimes you have to go through some pretty tough stuff in order to get to the other side of something really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, I mean, it's scripture. It's God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And sometimes we don't want to be where we are.
Yeah.
But the only way to get to where we want to go is to be going through the tough stuff.
Yeah. And sometimes, honestly, Paul, people don't want to hear that scripture. You know, like I've heard that scripture, I've read it, you know, right now, I'm just so overwhelmed by the pain. I just don't relate to that right now. And you know what, and I tell them, you know what, God can handle that. It's okay. It's all right you feel that way, that you can be honest with God. I remember at one season in my life, Paul, I went through it. I mean, I was charred. I came out smoking, let me tell you. And it was so severe. That and one of my favorite prayers is the Lord's Prayer. I pray it most every day, along with the full armor of God. But I, in this season, as I was praying, when I get to that part, "Thy will be done," I had to tell God, I got to be honest with you. I need a break. Your will has cooked me, you know. And God didn't strike me. There wasn't a bolt of lightning that came from the heavens, you know, to obliterate me. And of course, that's the way, you know, Catholics think. You know, when you're raised Catholic, the fear of the God is such that, you know, the floor is going to open up any minute and you're going to be swallowed up. And so I get that part. But it was a big thing for me to be that honest with God, to be able to say, God, you know what? I've had it with your will right now. Can you give me a break?
I think he's big enough to take our disappointments and our heartache and our heart sickness. He wants us to come to him to lament, and it's part of the process. And he's, you know, we really, Bill, we have the only God who knows what it's like to suffer. All the other major religions of the world have this figure that they look to who is supposed to be all perfect and really, you know, never had a problem. But our own Heavenly Father sent a son to earth and knew what it was like to suffer and to be crucified and to die. So I think he knows what's going on. He can empathize with us, and he can certainly take all the disappointments that we have. And I think he wants to hear from us.
Paul, little sidebar here. You note that you had a chance meeting with Rush Limbaugh. I'm about 45 minutes north of Rush, and I've respected his work over the years. And being a broadcaster most of my life, it's amazing that Rush and I have not had an opportunity to come in contact. And I've got to tell you, when I read that you had this chance meeting, in fact, I was going to call his brother David, and then, of course, you know, got the announcement that Rush has been suffering from cancer. And, and of course, in the era of COVID and everything, but I thought, well, maybe I can call David and say, David, can you set up a meeting? I'd love to meet your brother. I just so respected him. And I think because of our backgrounds and what we have in common in terms of broadcasting, it would be a lot of fun. But you had a chance meeting with Rush. You said that his career advice changed your life. What did he tell you?
Yeah, it did. I was in New York City. I was living on Long Island, and I was in New York, and I went for a job interview, and I thought, just on a whim, let me go over to his studios, which at the time were in New York City, WABC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I did track him down, and we talked about different job opportunities I had, and he said, well, what do you really love to do? And I told him I was, interviewing for a few different things. And he says, look, if you love to do what you do, you'll never work kind of thing. You know, he told me about his journey, which was very, very classic radio. It was, lots of different cities, lots of different jobs, fired many times. But this idea about pursuing what you love, you'll form the circle of the people you love to be with. And, it's all about passion. It's all about gifting that God has given you. And he's a great motivator. It's a reason he connects with millions and millions of people every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you do. You should reach out to David, or I can, James Golden, who's Bo Snerdly.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yes.
a good guy. And,
yes.
Maybe you can
help me do this. I mean, this is one of those things, and it's come up recurring. So I don't know if God's nudging me to do this, but again, I just so have respected what he's done and what he's contributed, to the broadcasting landscape and history. It's just unbelievable. And the award that President Trump, gave him was definitely well-deserved. And, he's just been, he's been such a big part of our lives, hasn't he?
He has, every day, 5 days a week, 30-plus years, but... I would just end by saying, thank you to those to you. You've done a great job, and he'd be proud of the work you've done.
Well, you're very kind, Paul Batura. Paul is with Focus on the Family. Where can they go, Paul, for more information?
Just focusonthefamily.com. Our website's always up and here to help.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that